There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Live local talk over the hour. And also, hey, by the way, coming up tomorrow, it's, of course, the big weigh-in for the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. And I heard of another big Blue Marlin coming in right now. I got a note from our buddy Jim Cox. That will be, hopefully you'll be there in person or watching the broadcast. But after, or before that, before you go down the weigh-in, go fishing with the kids. Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the JCs, have their kids tournament tomorrow, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament that goes on starting at daylight tomorrow. I think final weigh-in is 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. JCs, you can let me know on the text line. I gotta know because we'll be down there fishing it as well. And then, of course, starting a week from last night with the Liars Contest, they crank up the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. More on that and our live broadcast down there next weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. And we are at Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. And hopefully you can come by not only to check out what we have going on right now, but the huge selection of Mazdas that we are sitting in the middle of. Greg, you said last hour, and I don't want to give away all your trade secrets, but you, and I'm not going to say you've been doing this for a long time. I don't want to get you in trouble there, but you used... You used some muscle out there to make sure y'all had the inventory.
Yeah, we did. It's, you know, something that we worked on for a long time, and now we're starting to reap the rewards from that. And look, I did talk about the CX-5 being our most popular seller,
right,
not only locally, but nationally. And but that's not to say that it's for everybody. Not even though the CX or SUVs right now are number one,
yeah,
for every brand, really. But that's not to say it's for everybody. So don't forget, you know, we've got the Mazda 3, which is the smaller, compact,
right,
Mazda. The midsize sedan, the Mazda 6. We've got the
very
Miata. We've got it all, right? It's very important that everybody knows that right now, Mazda Capital is offering 0% for 60 months on all our most popular models.
Okay.
That's
you
big.
You just named some very popular models. So... Coming in here, I find that because now you have the color I'm looking for, you have the trim package I'm looking for, and 0%?
And 0%. That's correct.
All right. That is a beyond incentive. And the nice thing is, too, like you said, people, because, you know, they like to find the car that day and take it home that day. There's
right.
something about, I mean, I know you can order any Mazda, any combination, and have it here, but, you know, sometimes we're immediate gratification would like to drive home in that vehicle tonight.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, reality is it's an emotional thing, and it's not only a great business decision, but if it feels good, do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the car's got to fit you. It's got to speak to you, so to speak. Right?
And people that have not, that's what I'm saying. I've kind of been reintroduced. I grew up in a household. My brother had a Mazda forever, and that vehicle's still around. He's not driving it. But the Mazda, if it's been 10 years, if it's been 20 years, now the engine, all that stuff's still the same, but the styling of these vehicles, I mean, it's, forget what you used to have in your mind on a Mazda.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it lately, really, you know, everybody loves to do research, and I agree with that. I do research myself. But don't just write it off and not look at the Mazda. You owe it to yourself to at least come down and look at one. And I've said it many, many times on this show, that the manufacturer is different than most manufacturers. They literally design everything by hand, be it out of wood or out of clay. They hand sculpt every single model before it goes into production.
Come check out what we're talking about. Greg, tell folks your hours today.
Great. We're here until 7 p.m. We're open tomorrow till 6. You can't miss us. We're right under the humongous
yes.
American flag.
What did we say? It was like 20 by 80 or something
yeah,
like that?
40 by 80.
40 by 80
40
American
by 80.
flag.
Yeah.
I like it.
And don't forget, we are home of the warranty forever.
I like that as well. I need that as well. And plus, the home of Kelly's latest Mazda.
That is correct.
That's right. We'll talk more about that coming up. Greg, thanks for having us out.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Your chance to come on by and grab a sandwich. Check out those Mazdas. And also, as part of our continuing to get to know the candidate series, you can actually today meet the candidates, which is kind of, it's an extra. Quite often, I'm just saying, you know, get to know them. But today, you can get to know them in person. Running for circuit court judge in the runoff coming up on Tuesday, Brandi Hambright joining us right now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me today.
And let's talk about this. As you know, I do this on every, I do this, whatever you're running for, I do this because I think it's important for people to hear what the job is.
Yes.
Because I hear judge, well, yeah, there's all kind of different judges, and this judge does this, this judge does that. What is circuit court judge?
Okay, circuit court judge, thank you for asking that. Circuit court judges are the jury trial judges for, just to make it a very basic explanation. However, your circuit court judges handle all criminal felony cases that come, you know, through Mobile County. And however those cases may be disposed of, that happens in the circuit court. As well as on the civil side, all cases where the parties have requested a jury, where damages are in excess of, claim damages are in excess of $10,000.
Okay, because you guys talking earlier about $10,000 and under, this is $10,000 and above.
That's correct.
So generally, what is the balance there for? How many of those would be criminal cases? How many do you think would be civil cases?
That's a fantastic question. Actually, I have the 2016 actual numbers from the Alabama Office of Courts, and the amount of criminal cases filed in 2016 was 11,745. Versus civil matters, 3,021.
Well, so it's way more criminal.
79%.
Wow. Let's talk about balancing that, and I think about the time. I'm just guessing, but the time in a criminal case might often take more than a civil case, or do you is that not true? Or
well, as far as handling the criminal docket, I can answer it this way. A majority of a judge's, circuit judge's time on Monday through Thursday and even falling into Friday is handling criminal dockets.
Okay.
Most judges start between 8:30 and 9 a.m. and sometimes don't get off the bench handling just a regular docket until well after lunch.
Wow. All right. I want to talk about your experience that puts you in the position to ask for our vote on Tuesday.
Thank you so much for asking, Sean. I have run completely on my experience and qualifications for this court, and I want to talk about my background. When I graduated from law school in 1999, I went to work for a small law firm doing general practice. I handled a lot of different types of cases from domestic, civil, and prosecuted in many of the municipalities around Mobile County. I then went to work at one of the larger, well-respected civil defense firms here in town, where I worked for 7 years exclusively as a civil lawyer. In 2006, I had the opportunity to go into practice with my now deceased law partner, Charlie Hicks, and we ran a general practice as well, where I have spent time on the civil side representing both plaintiffs and defendants, a lot of small businesses, and doing some criminal defense work as well.
You know, I thinking about that and the attorneys in my family, that used to be a little more common than it seems to be. That they said, well, I do. They said, what kind of law do you do? And they said, yes. You know, so like if, you know, they would kind of do a bunch of different kind of law.
Doing the law was doing the law. That's
yeah.
Exactly right. And that has changed a lot as of late. Some lawyers will go to a certain firm and stay there for their entire careers. And I've been blessed just by circumstances changing throughout my career to move into different areas of practice and to become extensively familiar with both civil and criminal law on both sides, and that's been a blessing to me.
All right, come back from the break. We'll talk more with Brandi Hambright. She wants your vote on Tuesday and why you should vote for her. We'll do it right here. It's Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. We're live from Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. Come on by. See us, grab a sandwich, and some of the FM Talk 106.5 huggers. Look, right there.
Thank you, Sean.
There's your hugger. And y'all come by and get one just like that. We will be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, live from Dean McCrary Mazda. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And we continue our Get to Know the Candidate series. And Brady Hambright in our mobile command studio. In studio, yeah, it's in studio. It's studio with wheels on it, but our studio as well. Speaking of wheels, I'm sure the windshield time you've been spending here over the process of running for office, I can only imagine what y'all are. Actually, I don't have to imagine. I have somebody that is keeping me in the loop of what time y'all are spending out on the streets, for sure.
I very much wish I had bought a very small car instead of the large SUV that I have for the amount of gas tanks that I filled over the last year and some change.
And you go meet. You and I were talking about meeting with different groups, and you're talking about landowners groups, and
right.
This is something that I have a little bit of on the other side experience of having to deal with this, and that is folks that, you know, have somebody who hadn't paid them rent in a long time.
That's right. You know, you asked me about the budget situation,
yeah,
that we're in the court system as a whole, and I had the privilege of speaking very recently with a group of landlords, struck me as a group that is particularly affected.
This is interesting, y'all.
Okay, so if you, Sean, have a piece of property that you have a tenant in, and the tenant is not paying his or her rent like they're supposed to, like is agreed, and of course there's legal remedies for you, you know, the landlord, to go and evict that person and to do it the right way. And of course you need the court system to help you with that, and that's following the law. So you go and hire an attorney to file your paperwork and to go through the process, but of course you're waiting on this process so that you can get your property back and, you know, re-rent it, you know, and of course in accordance with the law. But the paperwork has to be processed by the clerk's office and the clerks in the judge's office. And with the budget crisis that we're facing, an entire level of those clerks, both in the district court and additionally more clerks up in the circuit clerk's office, are being laid off. And
they're just not there. They're not there. Won't be there.
They will
the
not.
People that will see those.
They will not. And there, Judge Lockett issued an order recently that I'm sure you saw that sets forth, you know, that the phones will not be answered in certain hours, so that the few clerks that are there can actually get paperwork done. So even if you call to check on your case, and the clerks really want to help you,
there's certain days that y'all may be. The folks would be there working, but I can't get any services that
That's
day
right.
as a citizen.
That's right. And our court system, the filings are now primarily online. But you, as a person, can always call the clerk's office and you know, inquire as to the status of a case or
right.
you know, things, questions you want answered. But there is literally no one there available to talk to you because the staff is so severely cut.
And we talked about the funding issue here. This is an interesting so people know how it works. So this 38%, right? That's what you're looking at out of the money that because I said, you know, out of areas of government, Brandy, I mean, the courts produce revenue.
We do.
Court fees, taxes, I mean, court fees, penalties, those kind of things. But y'all send those to Montgomery.
That's right. All of the clerks or all of the court costs that are collected throughout the state all go to Montgomery and are then doled back out after that to the various municipalities and our court systems.
So Mobile County is only getting out of the entirety of money they send to Montgomery, they only get 38% of that money back.
I believe that's the number. Something 30%, about a third.
I mean, and I understand that you'll say, well, this county over here doesn't have the money or whatever, but they also don't have the workload.
That's right.
Okay, I have trouble with the basic math of that. The amount of money coming in represents the amount of workload done by a judicial system, right?
Right. The amount of cases filed in that particular jurisdiction, of course, you know, dictates how much revenue is generated by that county. Okay, and then all of that money is collectively sent up to Montgomery and then doled out based on the budget that has been enacted that year, and the court systems don't get all of the money back that they send up. The money will often go out to other
court systems.
Well, no, right. Other things that are line items, you know, in the budget. So
that's a whole other show.
Yes,
we could talk
is.
About.
It is a whole other show, Sean. I promise you.
Well, I want to do this because we got just a few days between now and Tuesday, and the runoff vote in the primary. Why should people vote for you?
Because I'm the most experienced, qualified candidate for this position. This is the highest level of judge in our county. And I have practiced for 19 years in this circuit courtroom as a civil lawyer and as a criminal lawyer on both sides, and I am absolutely qualified, and I am respect for the law and a respect for the litigants that come before the court, and I am ready to go to work on the very first day for our community, for the people of Mobile County.
Yeah, looking at the text line here and people asking questions, and your opponent's ad has talked about that you work for the criminals, that you were, you know, you're working for the criminals, so how could you be the judge here? What's your response to that?
I work for the Constitution. I do not work for criminals. I work for the Constitution. It's interesting that our founders were an amazing group of men who foresaw society, and their four of the Bill of Rights relate to the rights of the accused, mm-hmm. And to ignore the place that the Constitution has in our court system, I think is an error.
All right. The idea is you represent the criminals or those accused, right? Because, I mean, the ads will say criminals, and hey, in a lot of cases, I'll say criminals too, because I'll see people, I go, yeah, you know what, the track record of that person doesn't look good, but the rights of the accused.
Yes, a person is, of course, innocent until proven guilty, which is, again, put forth by our founding fathers and is an integral part of our legal system that separates us from many other parts of the world.
That process, I think people could agree, needs to be speedier.
Yes, certainly. I'm sure that is true in some cases. You know, with, of course, again, the budget. With the budget being cut like it has, cases that are going to go to trial will take much longer, both in the criminal and civil areas of the law, to go to trial.
And that's, I mean, people think, well, that doesn't affect me. But you just rolled out a couple cases where it does, whether it's landlord situations or others. I mean, people say, well, you know, I don't care if the criminal's got to wait a long time. Well, how about the families? You know, I think about this on a victim side, too.
That's right.
When things take so long, you might get justice, but it's going to be 3 years. I don't know what to tell those families.
It is terrible. They are waiting for a resolution to that part of their life.
Right.
And the longer that the case is pending, the more they have to wait for that resolution, and it's a painful process for the victims' families as well.
So it sounds like, yes, we have a whole another couple shows to do about this. Okay, folks want to get more information between now and Tuesday, and maybe even offer a question to you, specific questions on social media, website, where do they go?
I do. I have a website, which is www.votebrandyhambright.com, and I'm on Facebook at Vote Brandy Hambright, and I welcome any questions, any comments. I'll talk to anyone who would reach out.
All right, very good. I know you have a busy weekend, I'm sure, ahead of you here, heading into Tuesday. Thanks for making time for us.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me.
All right, a pleasure. Brandy Hambright joining us right here in the Mobile Command Unit as we continue our broadcast of Midday Mobile Live from Dean McCrary Mazda. And by the way, too, we've got Kelly Findlay here, who has got her latest Mazda. We can come out and see the latest Mazda with Kelly. That's out here. And also, if you want to quiz her on what she thinks about the latest fish, another Blue Marlin coming to the scales, of course, you'll be able to see her along with our buddy Jim Cox and their coverage of the Blue Marlin Grand Championship going on from the Wharf and Main Street there at the Wharf, and that's happening tonight, streaming, and tomorrow live on MyNBC 15. All right, heads up, too, if you haven't grabbed lunch with us here and you're on Dolphin Street, you're in Saraland, what do you think about Goldfinger's? I told you I've been on my do things correctly tip here, and one of them is not eating fried foods and fried chicken that I love. Here's the problem. You go to a place that has good fried chicken, and you say, oh, I'm going to be good. I'm going to get the grilled. You get the grilled, and it tastes like it's been sitting in a vat of water or something like that. You know, you're like, and then you go, then you fall off the wagon. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, I'm just expressing my issues. You fall off the wagon and go back to fried chicken. Not with Goldfinger. So they told me, hey, you need Bill said, hey, you need to check out our grilled Goldfinger's chicken fingers, and they are fantastic. They're seasoned. They're fresh. It's like you did them on the grill at home. You know, has good seasoning, a good look to them, too, aesthetically, and they taste fantastic. But if you're going to, you know, do the fried thing, which I do dearly love, they are fantastic as well. Plus, while you're there, check out their chicken sliders, quarter power pound hamburgers, their BLTs, buffalo chicken sandwiches. Also, their chicken salads are piled high with chopped and grilled or fried chicken, and also their pineapple chicken wrap. That's there as well. And when you're there, check out the corn nuggets too. They're like They're like candy of a corn variety. Check them out. They are on Dolphin Street, kind of across from Chick-fil-A. That's Goldfingers and in Saraland. Coming right back, it is more of Midday Mobile, and we're going to take you to the movies, too, and tell you what's up at the Sanger. That's all straight ahead right here on FM Talk 106.5. News is next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you along. We are live at Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. And my morning show co-hoster, they're out of control. So if you'd like to come by and see, they got the Friday giggles, and come by and see what Kelly and Dalton are up to, please do it right now. And they're actually documenting it with pictures. Angelo, you may have to come out and check this out. Let's check in with my buddy Angelo from Mobile Bay Coins. Hey, man.
Yeah, you know, I was fine with the having fun and having a good time. When you said documenting with pictures, that always makes me a little nervous there, because I'd rather have some of my frivolities undocumented, if you know what I mean.
Well, what I do is I bring in somebody to do a charcoal sketch of it instead of an actual photograph.
There you go. There you go.
Let's talk about what's going on at the shop. And a couple of, I had a note the other day. Somebody said, because we were talking about taxation on something. I forget what it was. And they said, well, maybe they could get around to doing like they did on precious metals.
Well, tell you what, every single day we talk to people that come into the shop, and that people are still starting to realize that gold and silver bullion now, U.S. coins, U.S. currency, are not taxed in the state of Alabama anymore. So if you've been thinking about doing some shopping for metals, but you didn't want to worry about that 10% sales tax, man, come on down to the shop and check out the variety, check out some of the cool coins and cool history, and then walk away without having to pay that 10% sales tax.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, if you're trying to save money, not spending it in tax is an important thing. What else, gift-wise, do you have going at the shop?
Lots of cool knives. We've restocked all the open L's. We added sharpeners in stock, which I know you are going to just absolutely love. You've got to come by and check those out. A bunch of bangle bracelets. Apparently, bangle bracelets are starting to become a thing again. So Anna restocked a bunch of those, put a bunch of those out there. Some nice diamond jewelry. We actually have a 2.5-carat diamond engagement ring in stock right now, too.
Well, that could get folks in a good way, or get them in trouble. If they would have come by and checked that out, Angelo, how they get to see you?
The best way is just come by the shop. We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown. You can always call us at 725-1590. Or if you want to just sit at home in the air conditioning, go on to the Facebook page for Mobile Bay Coins and start checking out some of the items there.
All right, great stuff. Thanks, Angelo. Have a fantastic weekend.
Have fun, John.
Hey, you too. Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. And we are checking in now with, speaking of the weekend ahead, my friend Mary Lee Gay is joining us in the studio, Mobile Studio, to talk about what's happening this weekend and what, for how many weeks at the Sanger? How many weeks?
6 weeks. It's
six
a six-week series.
We go into the moving pictures.
Yeah.
Y'all got moving pictures?
The picture show.
The picture show. Let's go to the picture
show. As your generation calls that.
Yes, that's right. See, the first, that's y'all, that ding, that's the first old joke of the next 5 minutes. Okay. So, yeah, y'all have a summer classic movie series starting.
We do. And this is something that we do annually. Every year we invite the public to come. It's kind of a community event that we are able to put on with the help of sponsors like FM Talk. We do it. It starts this Sunday, July 15th,
okay,
and it runs
through
August 19th.
All right, so we have a chance to either come out. I know you'd like us to come out and see them all, but
yes.
Go through the list here, so maybe somebody picks out their favorite or their favorite three or something like that on the list.
Okay, so this Sunday we've got Casablanca on the 22nd. We've got Top Gun, the 29th, Steel Magnolias.
Mm.
Who doesn't love that? Bring the tissues.
I will.
August 5th, we've got Pulp Fiction.
Now, I love that.
Which we were discussing earlier.
Right.
It's kind of a very different movie than Steel Magnolias.
Right, so you're really the yin and yang of the world, I think, in the movie world would be Steel Magnolias and Pulp Fiction.
And then we follow up on the 12th and 15th. Mary Poppins.
Right.
So you got a variety here.
Yeah, no complaints. Steel Magnolias, if you don't like that, then there's Pulp Fiction. If you don't like that, then there's Mary Poppins.
And then we finish up on the 19th with The Wizard of Oz. So there really is something for everybody.
There really is. And let's talk about this as people can come out and check out the movies and not only get their regular snacks and beverage, you have some grown-up snacks and beverages,
yes,
too.
We've got adult beverages. You know, if you... You might need some for Pulp Fiction, and you might need some for Mary Poppins.
Or still, yeah, I'll need a lot for Mary Poppins. And we come out and talk about this. Just, do we come up to the box office and buy tickets? Do we get them ahead of time? How does this work?
Yeah, you can get them ahead of time. The Sanger box office is open 10 to 2, Monday through Friday. But you can also get them at the Mobile Civic Center box office from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. If you want to just come pick them up on the day of the movie, the box office opens at 12:30. The movies start every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and okay. The doors open at 2:30. So the tickets are general admission, so get there early so that you can get a good seat.
That's right.
Not that there's a bad seat.
Well, no, it's a venue to see a movie in.
Yes.
Pretty fantastic at the Sanger. And the thing is, I can get in the back there where nobody can see me cry during Steel Magnolias,
yeah,
right?
We'll make sure that you have a private exit,
right.
So you won't. No one will see your ugly cry face.
It's horrible when that happens. Also, you're helping out as y'all always do with local charities and McKemmy Place.
Yeah. So every year during the series, we try to help a different organization. Last year, we worked with Penelope House, and it was very successful. But we're working with McKemmy Place this year. It is the only overnight shelter for single homeless women in Mobile, Baldwin, and Washington counties. And it's just a great organization. If you've ever had a chance to help them, you would know how amazing they are. But they rely heavily on community donations, not only of money, but also of supplies that they need. So,
do we bring these with us to the Sanger, or how does this work?
We've got a wish list. The full wish list is on our website, on our Facebook page, but a couple of ideas: paper towels, liquid hand soap, bleach, plastic forks and spoons, and garbage bags. Of course, there will be somebody from McKemmy Place, and they'll be happy to take cash if you want to do that. And as a thank you, we will give you a small popcorn a free small popcorn if you donate. So,
when we walk in the main entrance there, we just bring you the stuff as far as donation items.
There will be a table. The ushers will direct you where to go. You just drop it off, and we'll give you your free popcorn.
All right. So this starts Sunday.
Sunday.
With Casablanca.
Yes, at 3 o'clock. The box office opens at 12:30, and the doors open at 2:30.
You know, the next week, I'll probably be in there to see if Dalton and Kelly will go, because as an audio thing, and I know the audio and acoustics are fantastic in the Sanger, and Top Gun, out of movies that... I know you're going to tell me Steel Magnolias is an audio masterpiece, but it's not Top Gun.
Top Gun is going to be really super cool to see.
Just thinking about with the sound system that's going on in there.
Yeah, with that... we have a phenomenal sound system, and, you know, just to see that movie on a big screen, but in that beautiful theater, is just going to be an experience that...
Right. Because a lot of people, like you said, it was interesting to go down this list. A lot of people say, "Oh, I've seen that movie." Did you see them on the big screen?
Right. And if you did you remember it, or did you watch it in the 3 or 4 movie theaters that are now torn down?
Right.
Not the Sanger that's been there since 1927. So.
Oh, it is pretty neat. It's an appeal to, somebody. If people go down that list, these are very popular movies people have seen. But did you ever see them on the big screen? And I'm going down the list. I don't think, and you're poking fun at me on some of these, but I don't think I've seen a single one of these on the big screen.
Well, wasn't Casablanca around
when I was a freshman? Freshman high school.
When the dinosaurs were still
roaming
the earth.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I actually have not seen any of these on the big screen. Mary Poppins was long gone,
right,
to VHS the time when I saw it, and I've seen all of them, but I've not seen them on the screen. So I'm excited personally to get the opportunity to do it.
Hey, if one of these is y'all's favorite movie, of all time, what a great chance to, like, take your children to go see it. like, you know, and maybe for both of y'all at the same time getting to see it for the first time on the big screen. So that's a good deal. All right, you mentioned once again the website and the Facebook page.
Yep, mobilesanger.com. If you go to Facebook, just search Mobile Sanger. And we've got all the information on all the movies there, the list of items that we're collecting for the chemical place, and anything else that you need, you can call our box office at 208-5600.
There we go. I've heard that number before over the years, 208. I remember that was like in the in my memory.
We've been here since 1927. Well, there's that. And you have been here since 1927, correct?
Thank you, Barely. Thank you. No, really, I think your mic is messing up. I think it's finished up. Yeah, so that is Sunday. Y'all check it out. Casablanca starts the whole thing. Hey, big thank you to Greg and the whole gang here at Dean McCreary Mazda for having us out. And we'll be back here very soon. I'd love for, if you get a little time, you stop on by. We still have some sandwiches from our friends at Jersey Mike's. Also, some of the FM Talk 106.5 huggers. Even though I've been treated so meanly by my friend Mary Lee, there's your hugger.
Come
by.
Tickets.
Yes, and you want to give those tickets away after you've been so mean to me? Okay, let's do this.
To somebody else.
Yeah, not to me. So let's do this. Let's do caller number 6 at 343-0106. 343-0106. Caller number 6. Got a pair of tickets for you to check out Casablanca this weekend. Mm-hmm. All right, and we'll get that information there, and then your tickets will be waiting for you at Will Call. But we'll deal with all that. All you got to do right now is dial 343-0106. Coming right back, Ed Rowan joins us next on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Is Sean Sullivan talking with my buddy Ed Rowan, attorney with Taylor Martino, but also a Marine, a friend of mine for a long time and a Marine. When those two worlds cross for you, when you have a fellow member of the military coming to you for help, what's that like?
Well, so I'm a former Marine. You know, there are no ex-Marines.
That's right.
And, you know, that is something of pride that every Marine has. And it teaches you a mindset to never quit, to fight, to, you know, to be positive about things. And when I get a chance to represent any vet whatsoever, but hey, I do have a fondness for Marines. I mean, it's amazing. First of all, because, you know, I know that if I do have to go in front of a jury, to have, you know, a veteran that is going to be judged by that jury, there's nothing stronger than that whatsoever. So that gives me a lot of confidence. And, you know, and I just like dealing with the vets. I know their issues. I dealt recently with a guy that had three tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, came back here. He was driving on the interstate and right out here by your office here. And a guy had abandoned his car in the middle of the night, no lights on whatsoever. It basically took this guy's knee out, my client.
Oh, my gosh.
So he got through all, you know, he had some PTSD from the Marine Corps, from Afghanistan, Iraq.
Three tours,
but he was physically 100% still. And then so he comes back here, and this guy abandons his car, who later was arrested, and basically takes his knee out. He's got a permanent limp. So, I mean, that was just really tough for him, and it was tough for me. And, you know, obviously, I was being a Marine. It was just a pleasure. It really was. I became friends with him. He actually joined my small group Bible study. And so, you know, we just bonded after that.
Well, there's so many active service and veterans that listen to us here. And so it does make a difference having you obviously knowing your way around the law, but also understanding what they have seen, what they've been through.
Yeah, sometimes I have to keep my Marine Corps self in check. And my wife has done a good job over, you know, 21 years of doing that. But I just try to take that enthusiasm and channel it into the right direction. And when I'm representing a Marine or Army vet or Navy, whatever, Air Force, you know, those guys and I just have a level of communication that, because there is a certain level of communication between military folks that we just kind of understand each other, really.
You know, and I imagine, too, those people listening, or maybe, you know, family members of those people that say, you know, I've got this loved one. They're a vet. They've suffered like this, but they don't feel like they need to, you know, like we said earlier, I don't want to make a fuss. I don't want to be the person that's suing somebody, but sometimes you got to get an opinion here, an expert one.
Right. You're not going to make it through the military very long if you're a quitter. Certainly, you know, people, anybody, members of the jury, the community, the voice of the community, they don't like quitters. And I don't like quitters either. And when I have a client, one of the deals is we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah.
And I pretty much ask my client that question the first time I meet him. And if we have to go to trial, I ask him at trial, are you fighting? Are you going to continue to fight? And you know, I really take pleasure in helping them continue to fight, you know, through whatever they got going.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. You and I have talked, been friends a long time about this, where there's a formula, possibly with other people in this line of work, where they kind of are looking for the quitters because they're not dug in for the long haul. I mean, that is, it's like a, it's a formula. It's their business model.
Well, it depends on how you approach somebody. So you can approach it from a negative or you can approach it from a positive. And we'll always approach it from a positive. This is terrible what's happened to you, but let's make the best out of a bad situation.
Right.
And I always tell them, hey, I'm sorry that I'm having to meet you, but it is a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry having to meet you under this circumstance.
Right.
But let's see what we can do to get through this, because, you know, there's going to be an acute period at the beginning where it really stinks and it's really tough for, and then it gets better. It does. Time does heal. Time heals the body. Time heals the mind. Sometimes, though, you know, as they say, Humpty Dumpty can't be put all back together.
Yeah.
You know, there is a permanent injury and we'll have to deal with that. But the bottom line is let's just focus on the positive things that we have in this life that can keep us going forward. So that, I think that really, you know, creates a bond, you know, between, that's the way my firm works. Richard Taylor, Steve Martino, and I were the three partners at Taylor Martino. And that's our philosophy, is to make sure to focus on the positive of people, keep our clients fighting, and also, you know, certainly fight for them.
Absolutely. Now, somebody listening to us today, they're still unsure about this. I don't, you know, we don't do this. We don't file a lawsuit. My family, we don't do this. That's not what we're about. They can at least come sit down with you and talk and hear what you think, your expert opinion on it.
Absolutely. If a person out there, you know, can't stand lawsuits and plaintiff lawyers and injured people bringing claims, but unfortunately they're lumped into an injured person category,
right,
well, just come talk to me. And,
yeah,
and there are absolutely no strings attached. And just see what I have to say. There's no charge. I'll just give you information. And if that's all you want, you can go handle it on your own. And so what's wrong with getting free information?
Right.
I mean, I'm literally saying, I'm going to give you free information. If you're comfortable, then I would be honored to help you.
That's fantastic. And, you know, and I know how it works. So if you know, you're going to offer us and say, listen, this is something you can probably maybe hopefully solve by calling this person or doing this thing. You tell us, try that first.
Absolutely. I tell people this, you know, you need to do 1, 2, 3, do all these things, try to deal with the insurance company or the risk management person at the company, whoever you're dealing with. And if that works out, great. If not, then you can come back and talk to us and let's see where we can go from there.
Okay. So I want to make that first appointment to come down, sit down with you or your other partners at Taylor Martino. I'd call and just say, hey, I've got a problem. I want to talk to Ed or I want to talk to Richard.
Right. You can say, you call Taylor Martino and you can speak to our receptionist, Stacy, and you can tell her that I've got a problem. I need some help. I need to talk to a lawyer, and you're going to get to a lawyer. Simple as that.
Fantastic. All right. Taylor Martino online, taylormartino.com.
Right. Just Google Taylor Martino, Google Ed Rowan, Google Richard Taylor, Steve Martino, and you can find us.
All right. Or if y'all are doing the right thing, driving down the road and have hands at the 10 and 3 o'clock position, we hope, all you have to do is shoot me an email here at the station and I'll get you all the contact information. Ed, thanks for being back on with us.
Thank you, Sean. It was a pleasure.
All right. Ed Brown with Taylor Martino, and we're coming right back.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.